From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office says the Islamic State group appears to be using tens of thousands of civilians in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul as human shields. It has received reports of more than 200 people being killed for refusing to comply with IS orders or for previously belonging to Iraqi security forces. Spokeswoman Ravina Samdasani said Friday in Geneva that credible reports suggest IS has been forcing tens of thousands from their homes.
ISIL's depraved, cowardly strategy is to attempt to use the presence of civilian hostages to render certain points, areas, or military forces immune from military operations, effectively using tens of thousands of women, men, and children as human shields. Many of those who refused to comply were shot on the spot.
Iraqi forces are within 6 kilometers from the edge of Mosul on the eastern front, but progress has been slower in the south, where Iraqi forces are still 35 kilometers from the city. Syrian rebel groups say they've begun their large-scale offensive in Aleppo to break the government's siege on neighborhoods in the eastern part of the divided city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Friday rebel shelling in western Aleppo has killed 15 civilians and wounded 100. On Thursday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called for an investigation into an airstrike on a school that killed nearly 30, most of them children. If deliberate, this attack may amount to a war crime, Ban's office said in a statement. Former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, who is UN Special Envoy for Education, also called for a war crimes investigation of the incident. Both the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and the White House said it was the Syrians or the Russians responsible for the attacks. This is VOA. UN member states have voted overwhelmingly on a measure that could lead to a ban on nuclear weapons. On Thursday, the UN Disarmament and International Security Committee voted to approve a resolution that calls for negotiations on a new treaty that would outlaw nuclear weapons. This despite opposition from nuclear-armed nations. The non-binding resolution was approved by a vote of 123-38. The United States, Israel, France, Russia, and Britain were among the nations voting against the measure. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte said he will no longer curse. This after he had a talk with God. Duterte said late Thursday that God spoke with him on the plane during his recent return from Japan, saying he would bring the plane down if Duterte didn't stop.
So I promise God to not to express slang, cuss words, and everything.
There are indications, however, that his promise could be short-lived. When reporters asked if his promise to God meant he would drop the profanity he sometimes uses when referring to the United States or the EU, the president said, quote, "It's all about timing." Korean car makers Hyundai and Kia have reached a settlement with 33 states in Washington, D.C. on Thursday on charges that it inflated fuel economy numbers for 2011 to 2013 models. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Hyundai and Kia have agreed to pay $41.2 million in fines related to charges it inflated the fuel economy data in 2011 to 2013 vehicles. Both companies have already paid out $300 million to the federal government and compensated some car owners. Hyundai and Kia deny breaking the law and blame the discrepancy on what they say were flawed government tests. The state's and Washington, D.C. attorneys general say the carmakers claim their models got up to 100 kilometers for every 7.1 liters of gasoline when the actual number was less. Steve Miller, VOA News, Washington.
As the Islamic State terror group faces territorial losses in the Middle East, there are signs that the group is increasing its cooperation with local militant groups in Southeast Asia. A new report from researchers at the Institute for Policy Analysis of Conflict warns that Islamic State group supporters are networking in Southeast Asia and that law enforcement agencies appear unprepared for the new threat. For more on these and other stories, log on to voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.